Savage Plain, the matey brother and sister folk rock duo, Dan Bellerez and Beth Krieger, are well known to people in the Barhead area as much-loved performers. You can catch them performing at the Barhead Canada Day celebration and at a festival in Sanguado on July 4th. They are booked through the summer months at some exclusive events, but they say they are open to providing the experience of your lifetime and playing in your living room. I think one of the things that we get to really enjoy is that not only are we siblings, but we are also close friends, said Beth Krieger. It is kind of neat how we can almost anticipate what direction we're going to go in a song, even though we sometimes do something spontaneously. I think it's a very unique experience, and I'm very happy that I get to do that with my sister, said Dan Bellerez. We grew up singing stupid songs in the car or you know in the house, and now we get to do that in front of people, and it's pretty cool. Savage Plain's first performance was in 2016 at a Morinville coffee shop and then at De Hertz Gardens for a Christmas market. Their love of music started early with their matey father, Cameron Bellerez, who was quite famous as a drummer in his own band, the Buckskins. They attribute their wonderful sound to their mother, Marg, having a fantastic lyrical voice. Having a Métis and Indonesian Dutch heritage has influenced their music. Growing up in the church, they played a lot of music. The family didn't have a lot of money when growing up. The duo shared that their parents always figured out how to make sure that they had the instruments and things they needed in order to be able to work on music. Dan was in a lot of different musical projects that had varying degrees of success. He and his friends started a band in junior high and started playing live shows in 2004 until 2014, most popularly known as Skyline. Initially, as a group, they had a piano and a guitar and started working on some Christmas music. They did a cover of The Bucket by Kings of Leon and uploaded a video on Facebook. Savage Plain's popularity has grown, and they played at the 2024 New Year's celebration at Churchill Square in Edmonton to thousands of people. It was a little intimidating getting up there, but it was pretty fun, said Bellerez. This duo performs at diverse bookings and delivers a fantastic performance at every showing. One of their recent local performances was at the Gem Cafe in Fort Assiniboine. They have enjoyed playing at very different types of venues, including at Fort Edmonton during Christmas time and at the Oliver Square renaming event. Savage Plain has recorded their debut EP and are on streaming platforms, planning to do more recording in the future. They both work full-time and do as much as they can regarding their music when they are off work. In the fall, they were featured on Raven Radio, owned by the Aboriginal Multimedia Society, targeting Central Alberta's First Nations communities, playing their music.